Welcome to Finding Brian, a show of self-help, self-discovery, and inner growth. Each week, we look at things learned through books, podcasts, and other mediums. Learning about productivity, spirituality, and discovering what I want to be when I grow up. Hey, everybody. Hello, and welcome to Finding Brian Podcast. The attempt to re-record an episode that was probably a quarter of the way finished whenever I realized I didn't push the record button. So glad I looked over when I did instead of trying to do the whole thing. Anyhow, been a while since I've recorded a show, but before I start, just want to let you know, this is a show that is actually just a sounding board. It is a place for me to place my thoughts and the events that have happened in my life so that they're out there for to document what's happening. Who is this Brian dude, and why in the heck is he, what did he do in his life? And it's to help me be able to better my life, because I am in the search of the younger Brian, and to find him, to try to find the guy who saw life as an adventure and took it head on, instead of the guy who sat around going, well, I've lost the sight of what was fun in life is sum it all up. And so, want to start off with a brag, because here in the Rebel Without a Clue section, which is the section that I talk about my son, because he is our rebel of the time of our lives, and he's 18 and has got the world figured out and knows how it works, and doesn't need the directions of dad. And so he's been in our heavy rebeller. He's and stuff. And, but this past week, I've got so much great brags to do about him, which is something I love. I actually would rather do than complain and moan and groan. And I've been trying to make sure that I see more positive in what he's doing than the negative, because the negative's going to happen. The positives are going to happen too, and focus more on the positive aspects of what's going on in life than the other. But we had some great events happen. One, he has got a B in his, I believe it's English. Literature. If I'm thinking right now that I opened my mouth, the details of the information went dribbling out. But I believe he's got a B. He's a strong B in one of his classes. I mean, like I said, I believe it's his literature class. He's nailing it. And then he, had a slideshow presentation that he needed to do and needed my help with, getting some, wanted to find out a best way of doing to get the slideshow with audio and all mixed together so that he could send it off so the teacher could watch it. And so I helped him, got everything set up so he could record his audio, and from there put it all in. And you've got an 18-year-old who just really doesn't have the heart to want to read his work into a microphone. And so he's reads a lot like this and has just really hoped that this assignment would be done, because I'm just really tired of having to do this assignment, and I am reading it through, and it sounds a lot like this. And so I put that together, and I almost cringed. I was like, oh golly, you got to put a little flair into it. So went over to YouTube's little royalty-free audio vault that they have audio library and grabbed a, I forget what it is, what song it was, but grabbed a song and slapped it in there and trimmed it down to where it was long enough for his presentation and put it in and got it, put it all together and played it through and listened to it and realized, you know what? He stuck his slides in backwards or something because they weren't all matching up. So we did a little bit of editing here and there and played with it some and pushed and pulled and got it to looking pretty decent. He redid a couple of slides and put it out there for the teacher to listen to. And he got all 200 points, which I don't fully understand the 200 points. Basically, it means he got 100. Which is great, awesome, woohoo! That it was great. He did good. He because I, all his slides he did himself. I didn't help him with his slides, and his audio he read himself. And it took a couple three tries takes for him to actually get it right, get it down right, and where it sounded to him it even sounded good. And so he is doing great, and I think he's actually getting things figured out. That waiting until the last minute really is not worth it. I had pushed him because he wanted to put off the audio, recording the audio for tomorrow. And I was like, well, you don't know if I'm getting called out. And if I get called out, I don't know how long I'm going to be gone. And so a little back and forth and stayed calm on that. That was what was kind of impressed me. I stayed calm. Because a lot of times after about the fifth or sixth time of him going, well, let's just try something. I'll basically snap at him and say, no, do it now. Get it out of the way. And I was like, no, you don't know if I'm going to be here. I don't even know if I'm going to be here tomorrow afternoon. And lo and behold, after we got it all done, I got it put together and I told him, go ahead and send it up to the teacher. What happened the following day? 8 o'clock in the morning. Hey, guess what? Yep, I'm heading out. I got called out to go to work, and I was gone for 3 days. I think it's 3 days. 2 or 3 days. So, and he kind of ribs me from time to time because I kept telling him, we can't procrastinate. We got to stop the procrastination. And every time he has something or I have something I need to do, and I'll do something else. He's been ribbing me. He's like, that's kind of called procrastination there, ain't it, Dad? So he's giving it back, and it's good. I'm glad he's doing it. It does actually help push me along, and that's what I want him to do. And so, but he's doing great. He's really starting to, I think, figure stuff out. And I've realized here recently that it's because I think a lot of it was because I was in the way. I was too busy being the helicopter parent. I was wanting to stay hover over him and sit there and go, no, you're doing it wrong. You need to go this way. But I want to go, no, go this way. You're going to screw up. You're going to have problems if you go that way. And instead of letting him figure it out because every kid has to figure it out the hard way. Every kid figures it out the hard way. And that's something as a parent we've got to figure out and got to realize that, it's going to be the long, hard, arduous. Yeah, that's the right word. It's going to be hard. Take the rough road, and we've got to be just there to dust their butt off once they land on their tail. Let them get up, you dust their tail off, and send them on their way again. Remember when your child was learning to walk. They fell down. Oh, darn. It's not a big deal. You screwed up. All right. Go on. Oh, darn. You fell down. You screwed up. All right. Go on. Know that the punishment needs to fit the crime. And that's, I'm trying to do that with Alexis now. And I honestly, her issues, it's girl thing. And here recently, I realized that we're into the end of the part where she's starting to drift away a bit. Because she had gone and had a little event, went to church with a friend and that morning, and she called and later on asked if she could, they could go eat and go do a couple other things and go to night service. And I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. And it's all hang around church stuff. So yeah, that'd be okay. And all in all, nothing happened. And I peak. A couple to 3 days later, Jana was on Facebook, and Jana likes to use everybody's Facebook account to play her games so that she can bounce off, you know, throw stuff her way when she needs it, because she plays the games nobody else is currently playing. And so she was on Lexi's account and noticed a whole bunch of pictures cropping up, and there were pictures of this guy, this boy, and Lexi draped, using him as a leaning post, and it was draped on him and stuff. And I mean, it wasn't horrendous, but at the same time, she's only 13. You can't be doing that. And apparently he was, he's 15, and just no. Now, we had a conversation with her about that, and then she was wanting to go to see if, wanting to go to Walmart and just to hang out, which, again, something kids here do that I don't understand. Why do you want to go hang at Walmart? But they wanted to go to Walmart and goof around and hang out there for a bit, and at first said, yeah, okay, fine. If mom says okay, then I'm okay with it. And then we found out about these pictures. And then, as we were, when her friend showed up and everybody was making room for Lexi, I happened to look out the window, and who do I see come out of the front of the seat of the vehicle and go sit in the back seat? But this boy that she was draping herself over. And from there, I was like, you know, no, we're not going to. Apparently, I don't know what this is all about, what she's actually going to go do. It's later. We'll try some other time. And told him, no, she's not going. And shut the door and proceeded to just stew over what my decision was. Because now of Kira and Jaden both, I really questioned my decision. So did I make this right? Is this, what type of ramification is this going to have? Are the consequences of this going to be this, and I talked to Jan about it, and she's like, well, it doesn't look like you had a conversation with Lexi about it, and told her let her know what we thought it looks like and why it doesn't look right and all this other stuff. And and just don't want to end up having a 16-year-old mom living at our house is the main problem that I, main thing I am fearful of. So sat there for a little bit longer, talked a little bit more to Jana about it, and decided, you know what? All right. Called up to Lexi, told her, get her socks and shoes on, come on down, I'll take her on over there. And it had only been about 15 minutes since then. And so I changed my mind and decided, all right, it can't be quite that bad. And as she goes and leaves, and we tell her, she said, thank you very much for letting me come along, and gave me a kiss on the cheek. And that made me realize I don't get that many hugs from her anymore. And I don't know if that's something that girls just do, or as they get older, or if it's because why? Am I not ever home enough now that I'm just kind of the guy that comes in and out of the house? I mean, and that's, I've been worrying about how little I've been at home for a couple, 3 years now, especially since Jaden's rebellion years really cranked up into full gear. Can't help but think that it's, has a lot to do with the fact that I am not home. I can't help but believe that it is his way of saying, hey, I need your attention. Stop what you're doing and get over here and pay attention to me. And I still have that feeling even now, though he is 18 and he's fixing to be out of the house. And that with all that going on, We and the frustrations with Lexi with Jaden and the fact that I'm gone all the time, it piles on with the near sense of desperation that I have with work. I want to stay working with the company that I'm with. In a way that I'm sure probably doesn't make sense. I don't want to drive a truck anymore. It is, driving a truck has gotten into the way of so many different things. One, I can't make a plan. If I want to be spontaneous with the wife and take her out for supper one night and, you know, not even far, go down to Blair to the back door steakhouse, I can't do that without, you know, getting the notice from the boss that you're probably not going to be doing anything tonight. I can't go off and say, hey, I want to go ahead and get 2 tickets to this concert because I don't know what I'm doing that day. I could be out. I could be gone for 2 days. And so I'm not able to. Part of the lack of being able to have fun is I'm starting to attribute to work. But I like the company so much, and that's why I'm wanting to create. I have created a job description of what it is I'm wanting to do. But I've walked up to the boss's door on 3 different occasions now to talk to him about this, and I chicken out. The resistance got 2-1 on all 3 instances. I try, get up there, and it's like, yeah, I'm going, oh, bad timing there. They just fired somebody. I better go. They're not in a good mood. Yeah, I better. They just let somebody, because I have. They just recently, one of the guys who'd been here for probably about 2.5, maybe 3 years, they fired him because of some stuff that had come up. And I keep coming up with an excuse as to why I can't. I better not. Yeah. How am I supposed to explain this? And it was supposed to be my goal for last week on the mastermind that I'm going to talk to them. And I chickened out. I'm going to have to eventually get around to just sucking it up, walking in there saying, hey, and just start giving my spiel. And hopefully I can give my spiel in the right way that they say, okay, let's try this. Let us talk to Jim and Joe Brenda and see what they have to say. Cause maybe they'll be okay. But at the same time, I'm scared to death because I've got a couple of different fears. One is the fact that I'm the one that got them onto finally having a website, which good. I'm glad they got on. I was the catalyst for them finally getting into the 21st century. Good. Excellent. Thumbs up there. The issue, though, is that they then commenced to talking to the old companies that they used to work with, and the old company talked them into just redoing the site and staying with them, keep their hosting with them. Okay, you can keep the hosting with them, but that was 2.5 years ago, and they still don't have the site completely finished and not as clean as I would like for it to be. It is a clean design. It's a responsive design. Great. Excellent. Awesome. Woo. Thumbs up and all that stuff. But at the same time, holy crud, dude, it doesn't take that long. Not to mention you do an SEO on this thing and it's the SEO is for crap, for the lack of a better phrase. It's not there. You search Sandstone Elk City and you get my old site. You don't get the new site showing up. And so a lot of things need to be, I'm afraid they're going to get talked into this, into whatever it is that, ITL wants them to be. And I understand I'm not harboring ill will against ITL because I used to work for the darn company. But at the same time, I believe they were had. I can't help but feel that they were taken advantage of so that they would still have a few customers to be able to keep the lights on in the company, because all they do, their business plan started out being dial-up internet service. They still have dial-up internet service. Not many people use dial-up internet service anymore. Yeah, at first it was a big thing, but there's no way for a dial-up internet service to progress to the next big thing, because you're beholden to a company that says, no, we're going to give you this much speed and this much speed only. So they ended up becoming a computer repair program and the programming / web design stuff is all put on to just one person. He's the only one who does this, and I don't know very many people who are designers and programmers. You're usually either one or you're the other. Like I said, the guy who did the layout and all that, he did a good job. I mean, it is, he does a great job with the CSS. He's got it responsive. It looks nice and it's clean, which is good. But at the same time, it is fixed websites. It's not dynamic. You can't, there's no micro data in it that needs to be in there. A lot of stuff that needs to be in there is not in there. And so there's no chance for this page to grow unless you throw more money at them. And that's one thing I would like to be able to do is be able to, all right, let that page hang there for a couple more years. Then transfer the DNS over to another place because it's got to be done in a different route. And I want to be able to be the communications manager. I don't want to be the director because one, it sounds like I would be stepping over Jackie and Larry, and I'm not. I want to be a little bit below them or on the same level as them. But I don't know if I can get Jim and Joe Brenda to fully understand the need and the urgency for them to start having their own social media strategy and team. And right now, yeah, the team can be just one person. Now, if they were to get big enough and busy enough, then yeah, you may have to have an extra person. One person splits up and is Twitter only, and the others are all the others. But anyhow, to come up with a strategy and a plan for their social media, and the social media being blogging, and who knows, even down the road, add a podcast to it, because the podcast would definitely help them become the thought leader for this area, Western Oklahoma. Well, we're actually going from Central to Western Oklahoma these days, with twinges in Texas. So I know that they need to have a social media strategy. Now, whether that actually happens or not is remains to be seen. And I'm hoping I can convince them into, yeah, let's have it. But if it doesn't, I mean, I've come across a couple other places that really need to have social media presence also that they don't. And it surprises me that they don't have them. So, I mean, I feel that I've got a couple of avenues, but at the same time, I'm afraid if I start this, I'm going to burn a bridge and that I don't want to burn yet. And so I'm really nervous about, should I go ahead? Should I not? And that's one of the reasons why I keep coming up with different excuses as to why I don't need to give them, throw them my pitch yet. But at the same time, if I don't throw the pitch, I won't know. And I've got to know to be able to get myself into the position to where I can actually start my own business. But the other thing that's happening is you got a lot of other resistances coming on a lot here recently. One being my food, decreasing my weight, my goal of losing 60 pounds, getting down to 200 pounds by the end of this year is not going good. I am still fluctuating around 260. And again, I can't help but blame some of being on trucking because I said, I know a good 90% of the problem that I have is the fact that I am sitting 90% of the time, driving from place A to place B, hop out for 10 minutes to get, or an hour to hook up and unhook up and hop back in the truck and take off again to get to wherever the sand plan is, to hop out, climb up on top the trailer, open the lids, climb back down, hop back in, drive again, pop. And, you know, I'm always in and I'm always driving. And I get to where we're going to sit for a bit. And granted, yeah, weather hasn't been cooperating, but I could do some walking, but I haven't. And I have stopped looking at my calories. I'm not counting them. I just want to make sure that I log my calories right now, just so that I get in the habit of, hey, because I really am in the belief that I really don't like hassles. And so if it's a hassle of me going, I got to plug this in and enter all that stuff in, and okay, we'll do it. And to enter in my caloric intake before I start eating is what I need to do. Just, if anything, so that I get into the habit of, where's my phone? Need to enter it in. Okay, there we go. And then I have the habit, I've gotten out of the habit of putting in my, of talking to my, talking too much, of my Fitbit. I've lost my little wristband for the longest time. Found it again. It was in the truck. Surprise, surprise. And so I haven't been tracking my sleep, and I haven't been keeping track of my caloric intakes and all that other stuff, which is all tied into the Fitbit. And I'm in 3 months into 12 months, and I'm almost a quarter of the way done, and I have barely started anything goal-wise. I've got to start doing something about it. And a lot of it I think I'm going to have to attribute it to the fact that I've got to get out of this truck. But one thing we are hoping to do is we are looking at going ahead and purchasing a treadmill. And I really hope that I can get Jana to use it more than what I'm afraid. I keep putting these assumptions on her, and I know it's not right because she is, something's happened the last couple, 3 weeks. She has really come out of her shell. She is transforming a bit, I guess you would say, because for a while it was, nothing, and nothing relationship wise. It was just, we are just existing, as a marriage, and was really starting to start fearing that's what marriage after kids is like. And that would, I mean, if that is the case, then I can understand why so many people got divorced, because there was that spark that people talk about that they've lost the spark. Well, I realized what that spark loss look like, and it's not any fun. And no, it's, I know that life is not 100% fun, but at the same time, there's a lot more fun to life than what people are willing to spout. And you got to look for the fun. You got to embrace the fun when you see it. Find that spark and run with it. And so I was afraid that was what was happening with the marriage, is that we were starting to lose, we had lost the spark. And it's not anything sex-wise either. I mean, granted, it wasn't happening. But, I mean, I attribute that to, that's 40-year-old people. I mean, after you turn 40, studies show sex falls through the floor. You have a little drop when you have a good size drop when you have kids, and then after 40, it goes through the floor again. And so, I mean, I'm not worried about that, but just didn't want to just exist with somebody. Because I am going to get out and start having adventures again. I want to have adventures. I want to go out and explore and do stuff. Like I did this last week. I ended up, again, it got frustrating because work got in the way, which it has a really good habit of doing. But I had an adventure this week with a door. We decided to go ahead and get a new door for the back door. Because the back door, one, it's old. It is no longer square. It has slidden down. So if you have to try to shut it, you have to pick it up, and you see the whole frame, but the whole door itself shifts as you pick it up. And it's just, it was falling apart, and we needed a new one. And Jan has been wanting a dog door, putting a door forever. And so I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. Let's just do this. Let's get the door put in. Let's get it taken care of. Let's get it put in. So we measure, see that the door, all right, it should work. Get it back, and come to find out, it fits. But for it to fit, I have to take every last stinking ounce of door frame out of the old door, off the house. So we have got brick, because I live in an old house, and this house is made of cinder block, basically. There's no inner door. It's not cinder block wall, outer wall. It's a cinder block wall. And then they go off and they have a little line of maybe an inch and a half of space for some insulation, which really isn't that much. And it's the old cellulose style insulation. It's crud. Anyhow, we have no insulation in this house. And anyhow, so I get this door, the frame's pulled out. I get the new door kind of positioned to where I want it. And you got it. Work calls. All right. So I get everything kind of situated so the door doesn't come flying open and fall out of the frame and anything like that. There's big old huge monster gaps all the way around. And we get told, all right, we got this job to do, so go and do the job and get it taken care of. I get back home. All right, get back home that night, late. I was decided, all right, well, I've got to try to get this done because we've got a winter storm coming in. Great. All right, see what I can do. So I try to get things kind of shimmed up, and, I mean, it's 11:30 at night. I just got back from work. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. So screw it. I'm going to bed. I go to bed. I get up in the morning, go to commence to start trying to piddle around with it, see what I can figure out. And you guess it. I get called out again. Now I'm angry. Well, I'm not angry. I'm highly miffed though. And so I get all my stuff together, go off, do the job. I'm gone for 2 days. During that 2 days, we have a winter storm. It comes through, freezing rain and all that good jazz. I come home. And at least Janet tried. She got a bunch of blankets and kind of stuffed them where she could in the bad spots. But boy, the wind, cold air was just pouring through there, which I figured it was going to do. But at least it wasn't like just had the door missing. So get home next day, look at it, and decided, all right, there's a bit of a lip on the inside of the house that I can put some screws in and at least hold the door. And so I do that. I get the screw, get it in there, get it held up somewhat, try to get it, squared in and stuff, get the frame squared, get the door to where it latches and all that and leave it like that and go ahead and just kind of seal everything up with some great stuff to try to, you know, kind of block everything in. Keep the wind blowing through as to a minimum as possible. Looks good. Come to find out the kids had gone in and out and didn't shut the door good, so it shifted just a little. And so the foam now set. The door is in there. It ain't moving. I've tried, and it's she's not budging, which is good. But at the same time, I had to do a little bit of shimmying with the latches to really get it to fit right, which it is able to latch now, which is good, and we got a dog door. Yay! So we got a new door. About drove me up the wall because there was several times I woke up in the middle of the night while I was actually at the house and looked at the door going, how am I going to get this in here? Because there's nothing for me to fix the door to, really. So note to anybody else, if you've got an old house, get ready for a freaking problem because you're going to have it. You don't have normal size doors there, so... But anyhow, what else did I want to talk to? See, Jaden's grades. Oh, yeah. Jaden does have a new friend. And I realized that I have a very low tolerance for stupid talk. Now, I don't mean, when I say stupid talk, I don't mean you're sounding like a hick. But at the same time, if you're going to sound like a hick or you're going to sound a particular way, there's particular ways I don't want to listen to. If that makes any sense, because Jaden's got a friend, and again, it's the next door neighbor's grandson. I don't know how in the hell he fits into this damn picture, but he fits into the picture of the next door neighbors, and they're all out, you know, that they are. They're like the Bumpuses, if you're a fan of the Christmas Story, except they don't have 523 smelly hound dogs. They're the only way to describe them. And, I mean, you've got this one lady who actually owns the house, and she brought her mother in, who's like 111 or something like that, and has diabetes and doesn't like being in particular places and all this. And then on top of that, you brings some relative from southern Texas up, which, I mean, granted, southern Texas, but, I mean, Houston area. Bring them from Houston up. So you get this kid who is tagging along. He's 19. And, I mean, I guess in all pretenses and purposes, he's all right. But at the same time, he's got this habit of like most urban kids from the ghetto have. And he likes to, and I don't understand the reason why you end the sentence with yo. Why do you end a sentence with yo? You know what I mean? Yo, I've told Jaden, you need to let your friend know that And I started I've commenced to calling him Yo-Yo. And Yo-Yo's got to, I told Jaden, you better let Yo-Yo know it ain't cool. That's one of my pet peeves is to have in your sentence with yo. Of course, he made the comment of, well, what if he's getting, yo, hey, yo, let's go get this. Well, it's yo, which I don't like, but at the same time, it is an attention getter. While you say yo at the end, it's like, oh, by the way, I forgot to get your attention. And it's, oh my God. So you sit there and listen to him talk and you get stupid listening to him talk, especially when he throws in the yo's. And I don't know if the kid has got a mental problem or if he is just perpetually stoned, because he does. He sounds like he is higher than a freaking kite. Even when he first wakes up, it's just got the sound that he is stoned out of his gourd. Now, I don't know. Maybe he's using one of those. He's got one of those little e-puffer cigarettes, which for being flat ass broke and not being able to afford heaters in their own house. How can they afford to get one of these little things? Which makes me wonder, is that actually containing THC oil? Good possibility. That's what I'm thinking. But either way, that's my only drawback with what's been happening these past couple weeks. But other than that particular complaint, I mean, I've got a gripe about something somewhere along the way, or y'all, you probably wouldn't think this is the Finding Brian podcast. So, but all in all, it seems like to me that spring is getting in the air, which is good. We still have a couple of more cold snaps. We're going to get a snow in April, which we normally do here. So, and everybody's going to complain and groan and moan and say that it's just not fair and all that. But at the same time, I'm glad they're going to say there, we've got it, got snow coming in. We need the moisture. We need more moisture. We need a lot of moisture. So I am planning on growing a pair here soon and talking to Jackie and Larry about the business job description that I created. Hopefully they accept it and will find a way of helping me push it up the chain. And if not, I just have to learn to deal with my baby being ugly and figure out another way of tackling it so that I can be home more often, because I can work at home or work and make the same amount of money that I make now. I have realized that is possible. So anyhow, that is what's been happening for the past February up to now. So hopefully we start putting out a few more episodes. I'm hoping to, because more things have been happening. I just got to get off my duff and stop feeling like I've got excuses for everything, instead of actually just bucking up and tackling the problem. So, all right, we take care. And if you have any, want to go to the site, it's findingbrian.com, and have a good week. And we will see you next time. All right. Bye.
Does a biological determinist still like the French kiss? Does Walt Whitman move an atheist? Does a tragic end before same time?
Opening song, Rat Bags by All India Radio, and the closing song, Hero Villain by Parlor Steps, can be found at musicalley.com.